جیے جا
سوال کیے جا.
ویلکم ٹو دا سفاری کوئز شو براٹ ٹو یو بائی سفاری کڈ, the amazing preschool and after school program with many many branches over the Bay Area. So if you have a kid in preschool or after school, be sure to check out the safarikidusa.com, safarikidusa.com website to see if there's a location nearby. There's a very important reason why you should be checking out Safari Kid USA right now, because registrations are open for Summer Camp 2015 at all locations. There are 10% early bird discounts available till the 31st of March, and there's a 5% discount for siblings. Their summer activities include Lego robotics, art, science, creative writing, theater, young chef, on-site and talent shows, spelling bee, math, general knowledge, indoor games, outdoor sports, and field trips. Sounds like a fabulous summer. So if you haven't already made your summer camp plans for your kids, be sure to check out the Safari Kid Summer Camp at safarikidusa.com. safarikidusa.com. Their spaces are filling up quickly, so be sure to take advantage of this exciting, exciting opportunity. Also, our website for the Safari Quiz Show, not the website, but the Facebook page for the Safari Quiz Show is Safari Quiz Show, obviously. Please go and like it if you haven't already done so. The more likes we have, the more we know that we are going the right way. And if you think we are not doing something right, please do write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. That's also the email to reach us if you want to participate on the show. Please put in the subject line, please put the word participation, so that we know what that's for, because there are other subject lines, and one particular one that I'm looking for is musical showcase. We are still looking for kids to send us their musical performances. As I mentioned before, we don't need them to be absolutely perfect or professional. We want all kinds of musical performances, from beginner, from absolute beginner to absolute professional, and everything in between. The idea is that we celebrate kids who are learning music or just love to sing or love to play an instrument, and this is our way of saying well done. Be sure to send us that with the tag musical showcase on the subject line of the email. Again, our email is safariquizshow@gmail.com. Okay, so today's episode is a listener special, and so we have 8 questions. Actually, we have more, but we usually have about 8 questions. And we are going to do this in this format. For those of you who are tuning in for the first time, what we do is we take 2 questions between breaks. So we do question number 1, we take 10 calls, then we take a little, you know, we wait for everybody to get off the line, and then we take question number 2, take 10 calls, and then we take a break. And then during the break, we find out who won questions numbers 1 and 2, and then move on to questions number 3 and 4. Our call-in number, very important for today's show, 510-770-1550. Let me give that to you again, 510-770-1550. And if you're tuning into 1550 AM, that should be an easy number to remember, 510-770-1550. Today's listener special is a true or false. I've been wanting to do this category for a long time, but I can't do that with 3 kids in the studio, because if one kid says true and it's wrong, the other kid gets to say false, and the third kid doesn't have an opportunity to do anything with that. So true and false can only be a listener special. Just remember, I only take 10 callers per show. So don't be if you think you know the answer, just call in, because you have a 50% chance of getting it right. If you wait, you might not be one of the 10 callers. And of course, if you keep missing an opportunity to get in touch with us at the studio today, remember, you can always come and participate on the show. And that way you're guaranteed a prize, and it's a great experience, as every child who's ever been on the show will tell you. I think even the kids who have ended the show with 0 points know that it's a lot of fun. So be a part of the show, send us your, put in participation in the subject line, and mention your age and grade, and Miss Anu will match you up with 2 other kids who are of the same age and grade. Today in the show, in the studio with me are Michael, of course, on the board, and my daughter Lori is here, and she's going to pick the winners and announce the winners. And if she hasn't already peeked at the questions, maybe she'll even try her hand at answering some of the questions. Of course, not for a prize, but just for fun. All right, today's category is listener special. We're going on, today's category is true or false. We have a listener special going on. And our call-in number one more time is 510-770-1550. Our first question, question number 1 in listener special, is there are more pet cats in America than any other pet. Is this true or false? There are more pet cats in America than any other pet. Is this true or false? Let's go to our first caller. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Hi, you're on the air. Are we not hearing them? Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Yash and the answer is false.
Yash says false, all right. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja and I think the answer is false.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Mayank and I think the answer is false.
Thank you, Mayank. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Juhi and I think the answer is false.
Thank you, Juhi. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Are you there? Hi, you're on the Hello. Air.
Hello, my name is Ishita, and the answer is false.
Ishita says false. All right. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Saranya, and the answer is false.
Is that, can you tell me your name again?
Saranya.
Saranya. Lovely name. Welcome to the show. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Akansha, and the answer is true.
Thank you, Akansha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, this is Ignor, and the answer is false.
Thank you, Ignor. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rahul, and the answer is false.
Thank you, Rahul. And last caller for question number one. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Sabina, and the answer is false.
Thank you, Sabina. And Sabina was the last caller for question number one, which was the pet cats question. So if you're still holding on the line for that question, please disconnect because it's now time for our second listener question. Our second listener question still in the category of true and false, which is our today, which is today's category, is the most popular bottled drink in America is Coca-Cola. The most popular bottled drink in America is Coca-Cola. True or false? Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ayush and the answer is true.
Which one? Which question are you answering, Ayush?
The second one.
Okay. Ayush says true. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Sabina, and the answer is true.
Thank you, Sabina. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Yash, and the answer is true.
Thank you, Yash. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Mayank, and the answer is true.
Thank you, Mayank. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Ignor, and I think it's true.
Thank you, Ignor. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Nikita. I think the answer is false.
Nikita?
Yeah.
Thank you, Nikita. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is true.
True. Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Juhi, and I think the answer is true.
Thank you, Juhi. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Akansha, and the answer is true.
Thank you, Akansha. And last caller for this question. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Rishita and the answer is true.
Is it Rishita or Ishita?
Ishita.
Ishita. Ishita says true. All right, so that were our 10 callers for question number 2. When we come back, we're going to take a break now. And when we come back, we'll see who won questions number 1 and 2 based on a raffle. And we'll also move on to questions number 3 and 4. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show with Vidya, Lori and Michael. Jieja,
Sawal Kieja.
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. We're doing a listener special with a category true or false. And we've been having a lot of fun on the category already. Let's see what our first two questions were before we went on break. The first one was, there are more pet cats in America than any other pet. Usually, this would be answered true because there are more households with pet cats than with any other pet. And that's true. However, if you're just counting the number of pets, then the answer is false because the pet that there are most of is fish. Because usually when people have fish, they have more than one fish. So, most of you answered it correctly. And from all the correct answers, it was Lori who picked the winner. Lori, who is the winner of our first listener question?
The winner of question number one is Sabina.
All right. Sabina, it's been a while. You've been a regular caller. I'm glad you won. But now you have to write to us and please put today's date as well as question number one in the subject of the email so that Miss Anu can tote it correctly. You know what to do, safariquizshow@gmail.com. All right, question number two tripped up everybody. The question was, the most popular bottled drink in America is Coca-Cola. I did not say the most popular soda, in which case Coca-Cola would have been right. In fact, Diet Coke is really catching up to Coca-Cola, but I think it's still Coca-Cola which is the most popular soft drink. However, the most popular bottled drink in America, surprisingly enough, is water. So the answer was false. And we had only one correct answer. Who was the winner of our second listener question?
The winner of question number two is Nikita.
Nikita, all right. All right, Nikita, you heard what I said to Sabina. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. Mention that you won question number two on March 28, 2015. And give us your contact information in the body of the email along with a question and answer, please. All right, let's move on to question number three. We're still in the category true or false. Here's question number three. Leonardo da Vinci's painting of the Mona Lisa has no eyebrows or eyelashes. True or false? Everybody has to quickly go and look up the... Mona Lisa has no eyebrows or eyelashes. True or false? All right, let's go to our first caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Yash and the answer is true.
Thank you, Yash. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Adlip, and the question number three is...
What's your name again?
Atwood.
Atwood? That's what it sounds like. How do you spell it? Spell it? It's really a... Can you figure it out, Michael? I can't figure out the name.
A-G-A-M-R-O-O-P.
Agamroop, what a lovely name. Welcome to the show. And you said your answer was false?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, Agamroop. What a nice name. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Juhi and the answer is true.
Thank you, Juhi. Hi, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello, my name is Ishita and the answer is true.
Thank you, Ishita. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, this is Ignor and the answer is true.
Thank you, Ignor. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is true.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Mayank, and I think the answer is true.
Thank you, Mayank. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Raul, and the answer is true. I mean, false.
False, okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Hello, my name is Sanya. And the answer is true.
Thank you, Sanya. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Are you there? All right. So that was question number three. And the question was the Da Vinci question. So we're going to move on now to question number four. Still in our category, true or false? Cockroaches have clear or white blood. True or false? I know, we're going all the way from Mona Lisa to cockroaches. Cannot be more at the ends of the spectrum. Cockroaches have clear or white blood. True or false? Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, my name is Mayank, and I think the answer is true.
Thank you, Mayank. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Akansha, and the answer is true.
Thank you, Akansha. Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, my name is Arushi, and I think the answer to the question.
What's your name, Arushi?
Yeah, and I think it's true.
Thank you, Arushi. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Ishita, and the answer is true.
Thank you, Ishita. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Juhi, and the answer is true.
Thank you, Juhi. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is true.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Yash, and the answer is true.
Thank you, Yash. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Sohan, and I think the answer is true.
What's your name again?
Soham.
Soham. Thank you, Soham. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Ignore. The answer is true.
Thank you, Ignore. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rahul, and the answer is true.
Thank you, Rahul was the last caller for question number 4. We're going to take a break now. When we come back, we'll see who won questions number 3 and 4 and move on to questions 5 and 6. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Jeja. Sawija, Sawal Kieja. Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show, brought to you by SafariKidUSA.com. SafariKidUSA.com, place to check out if you're looking for a summer camp option for your kids. Before 31st March is early bird, so be sure to lock up your summer camp plans and make sure that your kids have a wonderful time all summer. SafariKidUSA.com. Okay, I'm your host Vidya, and just before we went on break, we had two more true or false questions. And I think everybody's super knowledgeable because mostly everyone got them right. Question number 3 was, Leonardo da Vinci's painting of the Mona Lisa has no eyebrows or eyelashes, and that happens to be true. So from all the correct answers, the winner was picked by Lori. Lori, who is the winner of question number 3?
The winner of question number 3 was Juhi.
Juhi, all right. Juhi, write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. In the subject line, mention today's date and the question number, which is 3, and in the body, make sure you mention the question and answer. All right, let's move on to question number 4. Cockroaches have clear or white blood? From Mona Lisa to cockroaches, but the answer was true. Cockroaches don't have hemoglobin in their blood, so they have clear or white blood. And to check it out, you can always squish a cockroach and find out. No, don't. But yeah, if you're scientifically inclined, that's the way to prove it. So from all the correct answers, in this case, all of you were right. The correct answer, the winner was?
The winner of question number 4 was Ignor.
All right, Ignor. Now you can be satisfied that you also won a prize with your sister. So that's awesome. Great. Let's move on to question number 5. All right, this is a little trickier because it'll need you to look up something. Here we go. In the English version of Scrabble, the letter game, the letters for the word quicken, Q-U-I-C-K-E-N, have 23 points before being placed on the board. The letters for quicken, Q-U-I-C-K-E-N, have 23 points before being placed on the board. While you're looking it up, let me tell you how many points each letter has. Q is 10, U is 1, I is 1, C is 3, K is 5, E is 1, N is 1. Quicken, the letters for quicken have 23 points before being placed on the board. True or false? You can see we are covering a very wide gamut of questions. All right. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Mayank, and the answer is false.
Thank you, Mayank. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Akansha, and the answer is false.
Thank you, Akansha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Soham.
Yes, Soham. What's the answer?
Hi, my name is Soham, and the answer is false.
Thank you, Soham. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is false.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Yash, and the answer is false.
Thank you, Yash. All right, everybody else is still calculating, I think. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Ishita, and the answer is false.
Thank you, Ishita. Let's give them a minute. In the English version of Scrabble, the letters for quicken have 23 points before being placed on the board. Let's give them maybe 2 more seconds, and then we'll move on to our next question. All right. We're moving on to question number 6. One anagram of Osama bin Laden is a bad man, no lies. A bad man, no lies. A-B-A-D-M-A-N, N-O-L-I-E-S. One anagram of Osama bin Laden is a bad man, no lies. I think people are going to have to figure it out. Write it down and figure it out. I can see Lori is doing it in the studio. Hey, guess. You got a 50% chance of being right. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Mayank, and I think the answer is true.
Mayank says true. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Soham, and I think the answer is true.
Thank you, Soham. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is true.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello, my name is Akansha, and the answer is true.
Thank you, Akansha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Yash, and the answer is true.
Thank you, Yash. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Sanya, and the answer is true.
Thank you, Sanya. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Akansha, and the answer is true.
Whoops, go ahead, you're on the air. Hello? Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, who's this? Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Gaurav, and the answer is true.
Thank you, Gaurav. The question was, one anagram of Osama bin Laden is a bad man, no lies. You can write down those names and compare the two and see if the letters are the same. All right. So that was question number 6. We're going to take a break now. When we come back, we'll see what the answers for questions number 5 and 6 were, as well as who won questions number 5 and 6. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show with Vidya Lo.
The Safari Quiz Show.
Jiye ja, sawal kiye ja. Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show and our listener special episode. Categories true or false, and we've been looking at really all kinds of wacky trivia from around the human and animal world and board game world too. And our question number 5 was, in the English version of Scrabble, the letters for quicken have 23 points before being placed on the board. The answer was indeed false because it adds up to 22. And from all the correct answers, Lori picked the winner. Lori, who's the winner of question number 5?
The winner of question number 5 is Akansha.
All right, Akansha, well done. Please write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. Mentioning in the subject line, you won question number 5 on today's date, March 28, 2015. I've just checked my email and I noticed that only Iknoor and Sabina have written to us so far. Please, please, please write to us today itself. I know some of you may be traveling, but as soon as you get to a stationary place and have access to a computer or a smartphone, please, please write to us. Ms. Anu is very busy these days, and sometimes, she can't really get to things during the weekday. So you must give her the weekend to be able to catch up with that. I also saw a couple of emails from people saying that they hadn't received their gift. We'll absolutely take care of that right away. But as you know, if you don't send your emails right away, like today, then the chances that your prize is delayed are much, much higher. So please do that right now. I've only received 2 so far from the 4 questions we've done. I want to hear from the other 2 winners as well very, very, very soon. Question number 6 was, one anagram of Osama bin Laden is a bad man, no lies. And that was indeed true. Maybe I won't go as far as to condoning the sentiment, but the anagram certainly is correct. So from all the correct answers, again, Lori picked the winner. Lori, who's the winner of question number 6?
The winner of question number 6 is Sanya.
Sanya, you heard what we just told Akansha. Please write to us, safariquizshow@gmail.com. In the subject line, mention you won question number 6 on March 28, 2015. And in the body, the question, the answer, your name and contact information. For all those people who've won today, please try and come and participate on the show. I guarantee you it's going to be a very, very rewarding experience. We love to see all you people's faces, especially the people you've only heard over the phone. All right, moving on to questions number 7 and 8. And I think today may be the day that we cross 8 questions. So the more questions we have, the more opportunity for you guys to win prizes. Here's our question number 7. Bats can fly at a speed of 70 miles per hour. Bats can fly at a speed of 70 miles per hour. Obviously, some bats, not all bats. Some bats can fly at a speed of 70 miles per hour. 510-770-1550 is our call-in number. 510-770-1550. Let's move on to question. Yeah, our first caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Mayank, and the answer is true.
Thank you, Mayank. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ayush, and the answer is true.
Thank you, Ayush. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Akansha, and the answer is false.
Thank you, Akansha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Gaurav, and the answer is true.
Thank you, Gaurav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Soham, and the answer is true.
Thank you, Soham. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is true.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Hi, my name is Shavya, and the answer to the question is true.
Is that Shavya?
Yeah.
Lovely name. Welcome to the show. Thank you, Shavya. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Ishita, and the answer is true.
Thank you, Ishita. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Virang, and the answer is true.
Virang?
The answer is true.
I got your answer, but I want your name again.
Gaurang.
Gaurang. Okay, got it. Hi, you're on the air. Last caller.
My name is Narain. The answer is true.
Is your name Narain? I'm sorry, what's your name again? Hello?
No.
Is your name Narain? Did I get your name right?
Narain. The answer is true for question number 7.
Got it. Thank you, Narain. And that was question number 7. Yes. And now we're going to move on to question number 8. This is no longer the bats question, so please tell me which question you're answering. Question number 8 is, our nose never stops growing till the day we die. True or false? Our nose never stops growing till the day we die. True or false? Hi, you're on the air.
Our noses keep growing from the day we die.
Who is this? Hello, who's? What's your name? Oh, dear. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Yash, and the answer is false.
Thank you, Yash. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Ishita, and the answer is true.
Thank you, Ishita. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is true.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Gaurav, and the answer is true.
Thank you, Gaurav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Mayank, and the answer is false.
Thank you, Mayank. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Soham, and the answer is false.
Thank you, Soham.
My name is Arjun, and
it's call again, Arjun. Oh, is it another caller?
My name is Arjun, and I think the answer is false.
Thank you, Arjun. Hi, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, my name is Sanya, and the answer is true.
Thank you, Sanya. And Sanya looks like she's the last caller for question number 8. The question was, our nose never stops growing till the day we die. All right, we're going to take a break because it looks like we may have time for one more question. So let's quickly take a break and see if we can make that happen. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Jiye Ja, Sawal Kiye Ja.
The first 5 years of a child lay the foundation for the rest of his or her life.
Jiye Ja, Sawal Kiye Ja. Okay, we had to hustle a little bit on that one because we're trying to fit in another question and we had to look up one question. Question number 7 in our true or false category was, bats can fly at a speed of 70 miles per hour. Originally, I thought this answer was false because in recorded flight, it's just 60 miles per hour has been their top speed. However, when I looked this answer up, I found that they can dive at faster than 60 miles per hour. They can dive at up to 80 miles per hour. So we decided that everybody who said true would be included in this because of the diving speed of bats. So it took us a little bit of confusion, but we came up with a winner. The winner of question number 7 is Lori.
The winner of question number 7 is Pooja.
All right, Pooja, you lucked out on that one. You know what to do. You've done this before. SafariQuizShow@gmail.com. Don't forget to write the subject line with today's date and question number. That was question number 7. Question number 8 was, our nose never stops growing till the day we die. Now, we had many different answers on this one, but we got but the truth is that our nose does never stop growing till the day we die. That is why maybe it's growing at a very small speed, otherwise we'll all be Pinocchios by the time we die. Yep. But the answer was true. And from all the correct answers this time, Lori picked a winner. And who's the winner, Lori?
The winner of question number 8 is Ishita.
Ishita, all right. Remember, subject line has to have the date of today's episode as well as the question number. All right, we have time for one more question.
8 minutes.
8 minutes. One more question. Question number 9. Here goes. Quickly answer, please, because we have no time. We'll take 10 questions or till time runs out. Question number 9 is, tigers have striped fur, but their skin is solid colored. True or false? Tigers have striped fur, but their skin is solid colored. 510-770-1550. Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
My name is Ishita.
Yeah.
And the answer is true.
What's your name?
Ishita.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Gaurav, and the answer is true.
Thank you, Gaurav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Yash, and the answer is true.
Thank you, Yash. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Gaurang, and the answer is true.
Thank you, Gaurang. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Soham, and the answer is true.
Thank you, Soham. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is true.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Sonia, and the answer is true.
Thank you, Sonia. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Mayank, and I think the answer is true.
Thank you, Mayank. Hi, you're on the air. Hello?
The answer is false.
What's your name?
Narain.
Narain. And the answer is false. Hi, you're on the air. Last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Last caller.
Go ahead. What's your name? Hello? Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Arjun, and I think the answer is true.
What's your name, Arvind?
Arjun,
and says true. All right. Okay, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll see who won question number 9, and that will be the end of today's episode. Thank you, Michael. Take it away.
First 5 years of a child lay the foundation for the rest of his or her life. At Safari Kids, we integrate the latest research on early childhood education with our own experience with children over the last several years. Safari Kid is unique in its program for accelerated all-round development of the child. Check out a Safari Kid location near you or visit SafariKidUSA.com.
Thank you. Jiye Ja, Sawal Kiye Ja. Okay, we had a first on the Safari Quiz Show today on a listener special. We actually went to 9 questions. And our 9th question was, tigers have striped fur, but their skin is solid colored. Well, the answer was false. If you shave a tiger, which I highly recommend you don't do, you will find that the same stripes on their fur carry over to their skin too. So their skin is striped as well. We had only one correct answer, so it was very easy to decide. Naren, you are the winner of this question. Congratulations. Please write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. Put your name, put the date and the last question, question number 9, on the subject line. And and write your name and contact information as well as the question and answer in the body of the email. safariquizshow@gmail.com. I had one more question left. There is no prize for this, but I want you to look it up because I have a question. What the heck? This was the last question if you had time. Here goes. There is no word in the English language that has 5 consecutive vowels. There is no word in the English language that has 5 consecutive vowels. It means vowels appearing right next to each other. Go look it up, have fun, play this with your friends. No prize for this, but it's just a little fun fact that you can look up. And that's all we have time for the show today. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. The show was produced by Michael and Anu. Today my helper was Lori. The theme tune was composed by Naren Pradhan. This is your host Vidya saying, Jiye Ja, Sawal Kiye Ja.
सतरंगी तेरा बड़ा चर्चा तेरा किस्सा अतरंगी
चाहे दम निकले ये दम है कसम तेरी कसम तुझे आज छोड़ेंगे ना Tiny.